Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm joined in our Missoula studios today by Amy Ragsdale, the artistic director and founder of Headwaters Dance Company based in Missoula. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michael.
Nice to see you again.
Always.
So Headwaters has the big annual gala concert coming up. So it really is an annual event, and we certainly want to talk about that. It's happening this week in Missoula. But I understand you've been on the road recently and took the company to Dillon, Montana.
That was so fun. Yeah, we just got back from performing there last night. And it was just great to have an audience that was so appreciative, which I think the audience in Missoula also is. But I think in Dillon, we're even more of a rarity, dance performance, and maybe other kinds of performance too. So they were very excited to have us. And that was a wonderful feeling for us.
Headwaters is a professional dance company, and you were mentioning before we went on a repertory company. And maybe explain kind of what that means a little bit and kind of what your goal has been, because it's been to bring new works and also create new works, right?
Right. So as a repertory company, it just means that we're performing works by a lot of different choreographers. And in the modern dance world, that's relatively rare. Most companies are what I call single choreographer companies. So, you know, people think of the big names like Merce Cunningham and Martha Graham. Those companies are performing the works of their artistic director. And this fits into our mission because, you know, I moved here from New York City where, you know, a place where you can see four dance concerts in a weekend, every weekend of every month of the year. And I'm thinking, wow, okay, this is a jump. We don't have that kind of access here in Montana. And so what a repertory company can provide is the chance to see lots of different kinds of work from different choreographers from different parts of the country.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your annual event. I understand there's 8 dancers in the company right now. Is that right?
So there are 7 dancers in the company, and we have a wonderful guest. So we're a powerful group of 7 women with 1 guest male.
Great. Well, the Headwaters Dance Company annual gala concert is at the MCT Center for the Performing Arts in Missoula. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, an evening concert on Thursday and Friday, and then at 7:30, and then 2 shows, a 2 o'clock matinee and an evening performance on Saturday as well. I'll give you ticket information and much more in just a few minutes. Information also, if you want to follow along at home, is at headwatersdance.net. Talk about what it means to put together an annual show like this. It really is it's the signature opportunity for you to present in your home community. Mm-hmm. Yes, is there a goal beyond that in the sense of how you craft a performance?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, I mean, I guess one thing I want to say is that, you know, our season runs essentially from September to May. And so in past years, we've regularly put on this annual concert in the middle of the winter, late January, early February, and that has changed. So we are now, you know, performing in November, and we won't be reappearing in January, February. Basically, it takes us between 5 to 6 months to put a concert together. And so that means learning works from other choreographers that we've purchased. And most commonly, we are sent a videotape or a DVD, and we spend hours in the studio trying to reconstruct work, watching it. And then if it's the first time that we've acquired that work, then we bring in the choreographer, and they come and they say, oh no, that guy, he just made a mistake in that performance, that's all wrong. Or, you know, this was the intention of this, or how you would, you know, navigate that lift or whatever. In terms of putting a program together, that's always a really interesting puzzle. Partly because we are performing works that, even though they're all within the modern dance genre, there's a lot of variation. And we're partly trying to show that variation in terms of movement style. We're always trying to put together a program that has some balance of, you know, upbeat, fun, purely entertaining to maybe more serious, which I would say is also entertaining. But I have a different definition of entertainment than a lot of people, I think.
And various ways to use the company, right? Duos, solos, full ensemble works, right?
Exactly right. So you're trying to vary that. And you're also, of course, looking for works that will bring out the strengths of the particular company that you have. So sometimes, you know, I have people who have other abilities, like, you know, people who can speak, people who can juggle, people who can do acrobatics, you know. So you're always saying, whoa, I've got this person. How can I make this person shine?
Well, talk about some of the, we don't have time for probably everything in the program, but maybe pick a few highlights. I know you have a new work with some new music composed, especially for this event. A couple other highlights that you would like to share. I always love to hear you talk about dance on the radio.
Oh, thank you. So we have a piece, and I have to admit, right up till the end here, I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to call it. So our working title, we often have a working title, and then eventually we get an official title. So its working title is Faces. And this is an example of thinking about who I have to work with in the company. And I have a group of really interesting, mostly 20-something women, a couple of 30-something women. And I began to think to myself as a 55-year-old woman, what are these 20, 30-something women thinking about their opportunities in the world today? And are they different than they were for me when I was that age? And what are their aspirations? What do they feel they have access to in the world? What do they feel they don't have access to? So it's been a really interesting process. I started out giving them a kind of a questionnaire with lots of these kinds of questions. And they began making solos for themselves. And then we began crafting those solos and that movement into other things. The other really exciting part of it for me is getting to work with Bethany Joyce. She's really an amazing musician here in Missoula, a Missoula native, and she can play just about anything you can imagine. I'm dying for her to use the saw, which she plays quite miraculously in this piece, and I don't know if it's going to make its way in. But so it's going to be a combination of her music, also some kind of prose poetry, which I've put together from things the dancers have written. So we're very excited to see where this ends up. We also have a couple of beautiful pieces that we're bringing back from our rep. Waterworn is a gorgeous movement piece made by Brian Gerke, who many people here know in the audience.
Former company member, right?
Yeah, former company member, has performed with us a lot, yeah. And he actually made this piece quite a long time ago in collaboration with Cyan Stevens, who came out of this dance department here in Missoula. And it's just a beautiful piece that explores basically how two people can move in space very close together but not actually touch. And what does it mean to be that close to someone else in space like that? And to have that kind of intimacy, but also your own personal space. I mean, it's an interesting but very beautiful movement piece. We have another one called Corsage. It's by a choreographer from Boston. And you know, it's set back in time, sort of 50s, old party dresses, and it's essentially exploring, you know, girls waiting by the phone for that invitation to prom. But we're bringing it back partly because I'm kind of curious to know, you know, where, again, are women and men and boys and girls now? You know, is it still the girls waiting maybe for a text? Or do the guys, are they waiting for a text? You know, are,
how does it relate to today's generation?
Yeah. So who initiates now? How does that work? So a lot of these are explorations of relationships.
That sounds like a wonderful program. A rare opportunity to see professional dance in Missoula. And we're talking about Headwaters Dance annual gala concert. It'll be held Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. at the MCT Center for the Performing Arts. There's also a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are on the web at headwatersdance.net or at Rockin' Rudy's or at the door as well. I've been speaking with Amy Ragsdale today, the artistic director and founder of the company. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Michael.